Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
All right. If you wonder why we're laughing, they're trying to scare me in here and they blew it.
Saturday's October 1st. Which October 1st is the official start of spooky season, right?
Totally. Of course.
Kyle and I, you brought in something fun.
I did.
And Kyle and I were like, okay, let's scare Melissa with it.
That wasn't the point.
It was not the point. It was not the point at all. So it was like kind of like a little rope-a-dope.
Right.
And Kyle hid. And right before Melissa was coming in, he was going to jump out and scare her.
Let's also say real quick.
What?
We had a couple of hiding spots. That I said, hey, okay, can you see me? And Austin said, yes.
Okay, just the proper, not good communication. Because when you said, can I see you? I was like, yeah. Like, I know where you are.
And then I added, okay, I'm moving over here.
That I totally missed.
And he said,
I was in the middle of like two other things. I set up the camera real quick before Melissa got back. Mm-hmm. Turns out I didn't even press record. This whole...
you guys blew it.
Good thing we're getting an early start to spooky season.
Yeah.
This is like spooky season spring training.
Exactly. It's September, so technically, yeah, even if we scared Melissa, it wouldn't have counted like a preseason game. Doesn't
Melissa,
count.
Melissa didn't jump at all. Kyle goes, ah! And Melissa's just like looking at him. And
we also thought we were coming back in 10 seconds, so I didn't feel
that
like I had
true.
Time to
that
jump in the air and wail my arms.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was, you don't have 10 seconds doesn't give you enough time to jump. And
not when you have a heart attack and can't go on air.
That is
we have
true.
To explain
we
to the audience
to
that Melissa has passed away.
CPR. We'll be like, hey, more Melissa and Austin. Well, actually, just Austin now on US 99. Is that what we would do?
I guess.
If one of us had a heart attack during the show, would the other one continue on? I think it's only right.
I think the show must go on, for sure.
It's time to play Wands.
Gotta.
Go.
Nice. We'll work on it.
We're all a little delayed.
Yeah, we'll get that. We'll get that better. I promise you that. We'll practice that in our spare time. It's time for Wands Gotta Go. Get your text messages into our text line, 44995. Send us a couple of options. And we're going to tell you which one's got to go. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. It's a fun game. So make your submissions to our text line. Make them creative. Make them fun. The more fun and creative they are, the more likely they are to make it to air. Don't make them unique. Make them different. Think outside the box for this game. And right now, we're going to be playing with our friend Lauren in Plainfield. Lauren, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey,
doing
Lauren.
So great. So great that you're here, Lauren.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Are you ready to play some Wands Gotta Go?
I'm ready to play.
All
okay,
right.
Let's do this.
Kyle, what we got?
All right. We're officially talking about corn. It's been a very corny show, so Wands Gotta Go.
Like most days.
Corned or canned corn or corn on the cob? Which one's gotta go? Lauren.
Oh, canned corn has to go.
Really?
Canned corn's gotta go.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Corn on the cob is fresher.
Fresher.
Absolutely.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, the only difference, and I agree with you, I'm going to say the same thing, that the canned corn has to go. However, when I eat corn on the cob, I get more corn between my teeth.
Ooh, that does pose a problem.
Yeah, but otherwise, it's very tasty.
I'll say this. I love corn. You know, it has the juice.
It has the juice.
But the thing that I always irritates me about eating corn, especially corn from a can.
Sure.
Do you eat it with a fork, a spoon? Like, how do you scoop it? Like, it's confusing to me. Corn on the cob comes with its own utensil built in.
Mm-hmm.
You just hold it and eat it like a primal caveman.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer that way. That's how our ancestors would have wanted it. So I'm going to say corn in a can. Get out of here. Give me corn on the cob.
Okay.
Can't imagine a more beautiful thing. Next one up here. One's got to go, Lauren. Sunburn or frostbite?
Oh, frostbite.
Frostbite's got to go?
Yeah.
Okay, why'd you pick that one?
Well, because at least if you were sunburned, you obviously had a day at the beach or had a good time.
Good point. Lauren?
Isn't that the truth?
Family Feud. Good answer. Good answer, because I'm right there with you. Frostbite, get out of here, because that means it's cold out. Yeah, and you know how much I hate the cold.
I do.
Get out of here cold. Give me the summertime. I will much rather get burned than frostbitten.
Yeah.
Plus, frostbite, you can like lose a toe or a finger.
I was going to say, you can lose finger. Yeah, you can lose fingers from that. Although, you can lose a lot of skin from a sunburn.
That's also true. Yeah. That is also true.
And then you get also sun damage and you get brown spots when you get older. But yeah, cold's got to go.
Okay. All right, last one.
Last one today. This one's a tough one here. Lauren, I hope you're ready.
All right.
Cody Johnson or never having to work again?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. That is a tough one. I would really love to never have to work again, so I would say Cody Johnson's got to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't, like, I get it. I get your reasoning there, but Cody Johnson's right here. And this is just awkward. Snooping through people's phones.
Uh-oh.
It's always bad, right? Unless you're a parent.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's like then you have authority to do so. I don't know.
I think you need to watch out sometimes.
Well, Christy in Crystal Lake, which is fitting, is calling in for Dear Melissa and Austin. Christy, correct me if I'm wrong, but you recently went through your daughter's phone and found something that you weren't too happy with?
Yeah, so I feel bad, but I did have a good reason.
Okay, all right. What was that?
So she'd been more to herself lately and, like, locking herself in her room, talking on the phone all night. I didn't know who that was to, and I just was nervous as a parent.
Okay.
So I felt like I needed to do something.
And naturally, her phone will tell you more than she will, right?
No, absolutely.
Okay, so you somehow got her phone and started to sift through it?
Yeah, and I found out she'd been taking explicit photos, and I'm worried she might be sending them out.
Oh, no. How old is your daughter?
She's only 18. So, like, I'd hate for her to ruin her life if these get in the wrong hands.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Well, it makes me think, like, why else would she be taking the pictures except to send them out?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, maybe it's, like, a self-esteem thing. That she's definitely trying to look a certain way in the photos. And I'm like, maybe it's for herself, but I'm worried they could get into the wrong hands.
Yeah.
And is it worth it to tell her I went through her phone, or should I mind my own business?
Oh, man. You don't want her to think that you were going through her phone, even though you were, because you don't want her to lose trust in you. And by doing that...
How about losing trust in her?
I know. No. I'm just talking this one out. Like, you don't want her to lose trust, but I feel like this is important enough to where it's like you do just kind of have to knock down that wall and be like, look, I went through your phone because I was worried about you. This is the only reason why I did it. I do it because I love you and I care for you. And I found these. And look, this is not something that, you should be messing with because, yeah, you're right. Like, if those photos got in the wrong hands or anything, like, it could be the way technology is this day, the way the internet is.
Right. Those can never go away. They're there forever.
Those photos could be in everyone's pocket overnight. I do think it is important enough to where, you need to say something to her as soon as you possibly can.
Austin sometimes can be nicer than me. I think because I get emotional. When my emotions take over, I can start thinking and doing things without taking the time to calm down first. So I think I'm kind of in that mode right now.
Sure, sure.
But I think that I would definitely say, I looked at your phone because I was very concerned. And then I would say, what in the hell are you doing?
Oh, you'd get angry.
I think I would get a little heated, yeah, and then I would pull up every example I could find off the internet of how that blew up in a girl's face.
Yeah, right. And just how one instant it can change your life.
Absolutely. The thing is at that age, sometimes, depending on the person, you know, it's like you don't know whether you're getting through to them. Because a lot of times they can think, oh, it's my mom. She's dumb. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Blah,
right.
Blah,
well,
blah.
When you're young, you feel invincible.
Mm-hmm. That kind of worries me. But this is definitely something you just can't ignore. You got to protect her.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling, dear Melissa and Austin. We appreciate it. And we wish you the best of luck because it's a tough spot. It's a somewhat scary spot. You know, we hope it all goes smoothly for you and the best possible outcome prevails.
Thank you.
Melissa, let's have some fun right now.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's get to know our producer, Kyle, just a little bit better.
I think we need to.
But the best way to do that is by bringing in the significant other.
Oh, yeah, his wife, Haley.
Let's play a little game of the newlywed game.
The newlywed game?
Yeah, even though they're not really newlywed.
Yeah, who cares?
They've been together for 10 years.
Yeah, newlywed-ish.
Yeah, they've been married for a little over a year. So, yeah, newlywed-ish. It's the newlywed-ish game.
I love it. Let's play a game. We're going to find out how well these two really know each other.
We've got Kyle's wife, Haley, on the line right now with us. Haley, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's play.
Out of the two of you, who's funnier?
Oh, man. I hate that you asked this. It is Kyle, but I don't want to pump his ego, but it's Kyle. It's the right answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't really want to pump his ego either, but all right, so Haley says Kyle.
All right.
Yeah.
So Kyle it is.
Question two. Who is Kyle's celebrity crush?
Last time I checked, it was Anna Kendrick.
Ooh. Oh, a little
Cups
Pitch Perfect.
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
What is it about her?
I have no idea, because I don't think we look anything alike. So.
I was going to say, yeah, because you're blonde and she's brunette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a foot shorter than me.
Yeah, Kyle, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What is Kyle's favorite holiday?
Kyle's favorite holiday. Does his special week count as a holiday?
Oh, gosh. I hope not. Every year for his birthday, Kyle celebrates the entire week because hashtag Kyle's special week.
Yeah, I mean, it starts on the 4th of July, so let's loop that all in. 4th of July / special week.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Gosh, he probably will answer with that.
Yeah, it's a holiday for him.
All right, next question. Who's the tidiest?
Oh, me.
And you think he'd say the same thing?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
There's no thinking on that one. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last question. Between the two of you, which one is the better kisser?
Ooh.
I'm going to say me, because I think he'll say me, because he's nicer than me.
He's nicer than you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been a question. Who's nicer? Okay. All right.
All right. Now we get to put Kyle to the test to see how well you two really know each other.
All right. So since Kyle was out of the room, now we got to bring him in. So coming up next on Melissa and Austin, we're going to bring in Kyle and get his answers to see just how well this couple knows each other in the newlywed-ish game. You just recently heard from Haley in the newlywed-ish game. We've still got her on the line. Now we're going to bring in our producer, Kyle, who was out of the room during Haley's questions.
Let's see how well they match up and see if they really know each other after all these years.
All right, Kyle, you ready?
I can't wait.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's play.
Let's see how well you two know each other. Here is question number one. Between the two of you, who's funnier?
Trying to think how to answer this correctly.
Yeah, really?
No, the answer is, I consider Haley the funniest, but she has always said that I'm the only person who considers her really funny, so I believe I am the funniest.
Ooh, is he the funniest?
That that's actually correct.
He is the funniest. Well done. Okay. All right.
All right. Here is the second question.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Who's my celebrity crush?
Your celebrity crush.
Ooh, that's tough.
What do you think she said?
We just watched the movie Do Revenge, who I have a crush on one of the people in that movie, but my real celebrity crush and always will be my celebrity crush, Anna Kendrick.
Is it Anna Kendrick?
Wow, you too.
Well done.
That was impressive.
Okay, all right. Maybe these two are fit for each other.
Maybe. This might be a match made in heaven. All right, question number three. What is Kyle's favorite holiday?
That's tough, because I love all holidays because we get to celebrate together.
All right. Okay. No, I'm not awing that.
Even she's like,
Yeah, I get it. I'm trying to think also from her standpoint. And because I literally have a special week, I believe my favorite holiday would be my birthday.
Oh my God.
Wow. Is it right? Is it his birthday?
It is.
Hashtag Kyle's special week was her answer.
She said 4th of July and your birthday.
Yeah, fourth of July to your birthday.
Not even really a holiday, but it's making not it a holiday.
No, and it's, yeah.
It's a holiday in our house.
We do have a sign that says special week in our house.
Begrudgingly, it's a holiday. All right, Kyle, who's the tidiest?
Who's the tidiest? Oh, that's the easiest answer of all time. It's the woman who has done such a great job of trying to train me to be tidy. And it kind of works. It's Haley. Haley is the tidiest.
Is it Haley? It is Haley.
Wow.
Did she bring up that I always have clothes on the side of my bed and her side of the bed has been clean the entire relationship?
No, honestly, that was her shortest answer. She was like, it's me. But thank you for the intel. Yeah.
I felt like it was something that was going to be brought up later today anyway, so I wanted to be safe.
Sure.
Good to know about you. All right, and the fifth and final question. Who of the two of you is the better kisser?
Ooh. Man, this is tough. We're both great kissers.
Wow.
Brag don't want to brag or anything.
Yeah, geez.
By the way, I'm answering what I think Haley would answer, and she is the humblest person you'll ever meet. So I believe she would say, I'm the better kisser.
Does Haley think Kyle's the better kisser? Oh, I'm sorry.
Dang it, I thought you would say me.
Oh, man, I did it. We did the other person. Oh, man. We always think about each other.
Wow.
That's our problem, you
and
know?
Just when I thought you guys were the perfect couple going 5 for 5.
Oh, so close.
That's very telling, Kyle.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Well, I guess your relationship's doomed.
Yeah. Wow. Counting down the days on that one.
It's Melissa and Austin.
On US 99.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Megan in Schaumburg.
What's your great news?
So yesterday I got observed at my work. I work at a daycare center in Schaumburg, and I completed my CDA, which is like a child development credential thing. So I started last November with 3 classes that finished in April, and then took a test in August, got observed yesterday, so now I wait a week or two to see if I passed, which I think I did, but it's a lot of work.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, and it's even better because when I was in school, growing up from like 5 or 6, I wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out, so now I'm finally able to actually do what I wanted to do for my whole life.
Oh, that's great. How old are you?
I am, oh God, how old am I? 35.
Oh, well, see, that's what I like to hear. You know, that's something you wanted to do. You didn't achieve that goal, but then later in life you came back, decided you wanted to do something in that field, and you did it.
Yeah, and I actually, on top of that, I have my master's and an undergrad as well, so it's just been, it's amazing. Actually, we had to do like a professional philosophy and why you have your passion for what you do, and one of it is so I can show my, that if you keep try again, then you can actually succeed in your goals.
Oh my gosh. That's very inspiring.
Because
makes me feel a little bit like a loser, but still inspiring.
Well, yeah, no. Well,
that's just because you are one. But Megan, you are not.
Get out of here. He's such a brat.
I don't know if you guys remember. I was the one that called like a couple months ago and told you guys how to make butter.
Oh my gosh.
You were the one that also made
butter? Yes, I remember that call.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You are something else.
That was the funniest graded 8 I think we've ever had.
Well, there you go. You're welcome.
What other tricks do you have up your sleeve?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you made any butter since the last time you called?
I made some, I think, that night because our heavy whipping cream was going to go bad. And then I bought some new ones, like a new bottle to make it, and then it expired before I got a chance to it. Because I also have a 2-year-old, so I don't have much time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you get more accomplished than I do.
Awesome.
Well, congratulations on that. We're very excited for you.
Thank you. I should find out in a week or two if I for sure passed, but I'm pretty sure I did.
You better let us know.
Oh, I will.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling with the update. We want to hear what's going on every time you got something good happening, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Have a great day.
Okay. Right, thanks, too. I have a crazy story. Are you ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
So there was a guy in Chicago just a few days ago that had his car stolen.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So you think that's bad enough as it is. He got his car stolen.
I can't imagine it getting much worse than that.
Well, guess what happened?
What?
He got his car back.
Oh, good.
3 hours later, he parked it. It was stolen again.
Stop. Stop.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think, like, what are the odds of that happening?
When it rains, it pours. Yeah. Am I right?
So this is another true story. So in my family, my aunt was on our car insurance, and I had gotten in a minor fender bender. I went home and had to tell my mom. She had to call the insurance the next day. She got in a fender bender. And I had to call the car insurance. And then the next day, my aunt got in a fender bender.
Oh, my God.
3 days in a row.
Oh, my. Just back-to-back, like, bad news happening, basically.
So I want to know, has anybody else had something like that happen to them? Whether it's a car accident, car stolen, you got tickets back-to-back, you got an accident back-to-back.
I'm talking about getting tickets back-to-back. Melissa, you and I got tickets back-to-back.
We did.
Same week. We posted a photo of it to our Instagram page at US99 Mornings.
So has anything like that crazy happened to you back to back?
Or is Melissa just bad luck?
Hey,
312-946-4995. Kelsey in Chicago.
So did you have something crazy happen back to back?
Yeah. My junior year of high school, I got in a 3-car accident. And then I failed my test the same day.
You failed your driver's test?
No, a school test. I had to go to school after the accident.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was going to say, if you got in an accident and then had a driver's test, I can imagine you failing the same day. But just a school test, that's almost worse, because that's like you probably studied for it, you were prepared, and then the wheels fall off, for lack of a better term.
Whose fault was the accident?
There was actually black ice on the ground, and someone in front of me stopped out of nowhere, and I had no time to stop.
See, it wasn't even your fault.
Oh.
I got blamed for it, though, because I was a high school student.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Naturally.
Following too closely.
Naturally. Well, Kelsey, I'm glad glad everything's okay now. Are you still in school?
Yeah, I'm actually in college to get my nursing degree.
Okay, good.
Don't you fail any of those tests back to back.
Well, yeah, no, that's a...
Oh, gosh, no.
It's not allowed.
Much more important tests, for sure.
Yeah.
But no, I'm glad that neither the wreck nor the failed test put a hindrance on your future
plans.
That
didn't stop you.
Nope. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for calling,
Kelsey. Thanks for calling, Kelsey. Gene in Rogers Park.
Hi, Gene. Have you had something bad happen back to back?
Not me, but my friend who's infamously bad luck prone drives for Uber Eats.
Okay.
He left his car running, keys in it, to just deliver off some food.
Okay.
And it got stolen. And he tries to remain positive. They won't get far. They use his wallet to fill up the car with gas.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he never sees the car again. It's used in a drive-by. Yeah. But that was like his, also how he was making money. So it was like a quadruple bad luck. But it's on par for him.
It's on par for him.
Oh, wait. So you're telling me the back-to-back-to-back is it was stolen. Then they used his wallet and money, and then he never got the car back?
And it was used in a drive-by, yeah.
And it was used in a drive-by.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
But when he told people, everyone was like, oh, that would happen to him. So
it was just like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that checks out.
No one was even surprised. It was just like, what next?
No kidding. Gosh. Some people have that little black cloud hanging over their head.
I love that you said that he keeps a pretty positive mindset.
Otherwise, you won't survive.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like he was maybe being like targeted by bad luck that day.
Yeah, seriously.
Mostly, honestly. So.
Right.
Well, that luck, we're going to say right now, we're going to demand that that luck changes for him.
Yeah.
Turn around.
Shout out to you, Chris.
We got you, Chris. Chris, things are changing today.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Ding dong. That's the clock ticking 8:35-ish. It's time for the 5 at 8:35. We've got Nicole in Bolingbrook going up against Kelsey in Crown Point. Nicole, say hello to Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Nicole.
Okay.
Hello.
There it is.
Oh, I hear. Oh.
There it is.
Okay.
Look, the challenge has already begun because it's time now for the 5 at 8:35.
That's right. We've got 5 country questions, and part of the rules is your name is your buzzer. Does that make sense, ladies?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. This is for tickets to see Jackson Dean at Joe's on Weed November 12th.
With that said, let's play. Question number one. From what country artist will you hear the lyric, "The house don't fall when the bones are good"?
Kelsey. Nicole.
Kelsey.
Maren Morris.
Is it Maren Morris? It is Maren Morris. Kelsey's on the board 1-0 after one.
All right, question number two. Girl Crush is a song by what popular country music?
Nicole. Little Big Town.
Is it Little Big Town? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Nicole ties it up 1-1.
You two are good.
I know. Jeez. I don't even need the full questions here. All right. What about this one? Question three. What country icon recorded a cover of the Nine Inch Nails song Hurt in 2002, year...
Kelsey.
Ooh, Kelsey.
Johnny Cash.
Is it Johnny Cash? I mean... Of course it's Johnny Cash. These girls are not missing questions. We don't even need the full question.
I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. Okay, question number four. Who sings Trouble with a Heartbreak?
Nicole.
Ooh,
Nicole just barely. Nicole just barely.
Yep.
Jason Aldean.
Ooh, Jason Bark Aldean Bark? I heard.
No, Aldean. Sorry, Aldean.
That's okay. It's okay.
Wait, was that Nicole's dog or Kelsey's dog?
Oh, that's Kelsey's dog. That's my dog.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah,
it's still barked.
Okay. All right. So, Nicole, is it Jason Aldean? It is. Oh, my God.
Oh, ladies, tight competition. It's now 2-2 with the fifth question.
You know, this matchup deserved to go to the fifth and final question.
I'm sweating. Okay.
Question five. Winner takes the Jackson Dean tickets. Who sings this lyric? It's a love story, baby, just say yes.
Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Taylor Swift.
Is it Tay-Tay? It is. Kelsey, you are going to see Jackson Dean at Joe's on Weed.
Awesome. Thank you.
Wow. You two are good.
This was incredible. Nicole, this is what I need you to do. I need you to call back tomorrow for the 5 at 8:35 because you have to get back in here because you are so good.
I'll try. Good game.
All right. Well, thanks, ladies, for playing the 5 at 8:35. As Austin said, we'll be playing again tomorrow at, 8:35.
What if?
What if you wanted to meet either Austin or myself?
Ooh, what if?
You can, because Austin, where are you going to be on Saturday?
Oh, you bet. I am Orland Park. I'm coming your way. Darvin Furniture and Mattress. Going to be there from 11 to 1 on Saturday. Going to be having some fun. Going to be giving away some a $500 Southwest Airlines gift card.
What?
And six different pairs of tickets to Jake Owen.
Oh, very
concert.
Nice.
Yeah, at Rosemont.
Very cool. And then I'm also going to be out at Tree Time in Barrington. And that's going to be from 10 to noon. And then Scotty will be there from noon to 2. And we also be giving away gift cards. We're going to be playing games. We're going to be playing, all kinds of fun country music. And you can obviously do a little Christmas shopping early if you want to get a head start.
Yeah, knock it out.
Yeah,
knock it out before October even hits.
Right.
Well, I guess October 1st will be Saturday.
Right. So. Lots of fun. Lots of big gift cards and things like that. So if you want to either go see the beauty, Austin, or the beast, Melissa.
Nice. I like what you did there.
Then come on out and see us on Saturday.
Okay.
And speaking of Beauty and the Beast.
There it is.
So, Martin Short, we all know him, right?
Of course.
He's been around a long time. Used to alum for SNL.
Yeah.
He's in all kinds of movies. Funny guy.
Franck from from Father of the Bride.
That's right, Franck. And Shania Twain, who is just, I feel like, making this huge comeback right now. They are in the final talks to join a Beauty and the Beast TV special, which I think sounds really cool. And guess who else is going to be in this? So, first of all, I'm going to say, what character do you think he's going to play?
Martin Short?
Yes.
Lumiere.
Yes.
Okay. Just based off of him being able to do accents and his singing.
It would be perfect,
yes,
right?
He would be a great Lumiere.
What about Shania Twain?
Oh, she's got to be Belle, right?
Nope. She's going to be Mrs. Potts.
Mrs. Potts.
Yep. Now, if Belle is going to be a harder guess. It's going to be H-E-R.
H-E-R? Her?
Yes. H-E-R.
Oh, the artist. I was
She's going to be Belle, and then Josh Groban's going to be the Beast.
Oh.
Pretty cool, huh? And Joshua Henry is going to be Gaston.
Yeah. Well, I just can't wait to see Shania Twain in Beauty of the Beast, because I feel like it's going to sound something like this.
Man, I feel like Beauty and the
Did we get some early footage or what?
I think that was a sneak preview of what you should expect. Beauty and the Beast with Martin Short and Shania Twain.
So watch for that coming out soon on ABC. They haven't announced the date yet, but it's coming.
It's coming.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Or a woman.
Let's get the lyrics right.
Or a woman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.